Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks open the month of March by closing a 10-game homestand tonight as the Columbus Blue Jackets invade the United Center for the only time this season. It's going to be two hard-working teams clashing at the United Center tonight. But in the process, two of the NHL's top rookies just might steal the show. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman, along with Troy Murray and Joe Brand. We want to welcome you into our broadcast this evening. It's the Blackhawks and the Columbus Blue Jackets for the final time this season. Troy, great to see you again. And great to be calling a game with you here tonight. This game really doesn't have a ton of star power. It's actually two teams looking up at everybody else in the standings from their respective conferences. But whenever the Blackhawks and the Blue Jackets get together, it seems to always come down to which team works the hardest. Here we go. The drop of the puck. We're underway. And Sillinger wins the draw for Columbus. Back to Werenski. Columbus line. Circle to the left of Soderblom. This time Kurashev wins into the corner to Vlasic. Pounds it around behind the net up the right wing side, but not out. And Werenski snaps one in from the left point. Pad save made by Soderblom. For Zach Werenski, this is his first ever regular season game at the United Center. He's played a preseason game here. Now turnover in the high slot. A shot from Texier. He scores. 33 seconds into the contest, the Blue Jackets take the lead. A turnover in the Hawk end proves costly. Alexander Texier firing it past Soderblom. It's now 1-0 Columbus. Back in the Blue Jackets zone. Here's Werenski along the left wing boards. University of Michigan product. Put it out on the right wing to center ice. Boquist put it in over the Hawk line. Roslevic along the right side boards. Spun it to the line. Werenski, long wrist shot from there. He scores. It went through a screen. It may have been tipped on the way through by Columbus captain Boone Jenner. And the Columbus Blue Jackets now lead the hockey game 2-0. Draw won by the Hawks. Donato carrying out of the Hawk zone to center ice. Gave it ahead. Kurashev tackled by the aforementioned Boquist as he enters the Jacket zone. Puck plays against the inboards. Out in front, Kurashev shoots and scores! Donato worked the puck free from the corner and managed to muscle the puck out in front of the Jackets net. There was Kurashev to wave it into the top right corner past Merzlikins. That's a career high 10th goal in the season, and the Hawks are on the board trailing 2-1. Here's Megna. Steps out in front of the net, passes ahead up the left wing to Vlasic in front of the Columbus bench. He swept it ahead for Beauvillier. This deflects down in behind the Jackets net and up the near side, and Justin Danforth got the puck. Breaking through center ice and over the Hawk line on the left wing. He looked up and saw big Louis Crevier in front of him, delayed for a moment, but put the puck to the corner. The Jackets get it. There's Werenski, put it in front, and a backhand shot by Olivier. He scores. Matthew Olivier was actually backing in toward the Hawk net from the rim of the left circle. And as that pass came through, he just tapped it with a backhanded stab. And this goes behind Soderblom. And the Jackets now lead the game 3-1.
Connor Bedard down blocking a shot.
Oh, he's in some pain. And a shot from in front of the net. They score. This is Cole Sillinger taking a pass from behind the Hawk net and snapping it past Soderblom. The Columbus Blue Jackets increased their lead to 4-1, but the greater concern is the condition of one Connor Bedard. Set the puck over to Bean, left wing to center ice, front of the benches. He'll dump it down to the right corner Hawk zone. This rides behind the net. Soderblom plays it around. Kurashev now breaking through center into the Jacket zone down the slot. He fires a backhand. He scores! Ryan Donato, I believe, is going to get credit for this goal. Kurashev's shot was stopped initially by Merzlikins, who couldn't control the rebound, and Donato was able to place it in behind him. The Hawks get one back. And with 13:42 in the third, trail 4-2.
Old goaltender, 6-on-5.
Bedard from the left wing circle, snaps one in on goal, and a blocker save made by Merzlikins. Here's Gaudreau to the puck at center ice with an empty net, moves in, shoots, and scores. Empty net goal for Johnny Hockey. 5-2 Columbus with 2:25 left in period number three. The draw comes back to Crevier. He unloads a shot for the right point. That deflects through the crease and wide. Megna directs it back to the left point. Dickinson to the right point, Crevier. Snap it down behind the Blue Jacket net. Bean keeps it away to the near corner. Chinnikov got the puck. He'll backhand it down. And they're going to waive the icing as Crevier got to the puck behind the Hawk net. 5 seconds left in the game. Crevier just holds the puck behind the Hawk net, and there's the horn. The Blue Jackets sweep the season series. 5-2, they beat the Blackhawks here tonight at the United Center, outshooting the Hawks in the process 31-27. But with the loss, the Blackhawks' record now falls to 15-41-5, while with the win, the Blue Jackets hit the 20-win mark. They're 20-30-10 on the season. These two teams get back together again next year.